Welcome to our fifth Sunday of the Pentecost audio worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville. This is Pastor Olana, July 5th, 2020. Our today worship and lesson is based on the following text: Zacharias chapter 9, verse 9 through 12. And the epistle reading is Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25. And the gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 through 30. Paul is talking to himself in today's epistle, for although he knows what is right, he finds itself virtually impossible to do. That is because he and all of us have this sickness called sin, for which we of ourselves have no antidote. Worse, it keeps producing evil symptoms in our thoughts, words, and deeds. As a result, we are both sick in spirit and tired from struggling. Zacharias foresaw the solution. We can see his prophecy fulfilled as Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, there to die for us and rise victorious. In the Gospel, our Lord thanks our Heavenly Father for revealing to us that He is indeed one we need to overcome our sickness of sin. Indeed, thanks to our Savior, as David said in Psalms, that when people call out to Him, God hears their cries and saves them. May the Lord bless you as you listen, confess, and worship with us this morning. Please join me for the confession of our sin and the absolution. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I invite you for a brief silence on God's word and self-examination. Let us then confess our sin to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestow on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory be to God on high.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, your mercy attend us all our days. Be our strength and support in the midst of the worrisome changes of this world. And at life's end, grant us your promised rest and the full joy of your salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for today is taken from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 through 12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariots from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit, return you to stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you double. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The epistle reading is taken from Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I don't want, I get angry with the law that is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have a desire to do what is right, but not ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I don't want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the laws of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks to be God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. At the time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Come unto me, ye weary, and I will give you rest. O blessed voice of Jesus, which comes to hearts oppressed. He tells of Benedict. vision of pardon, grace, and peace, of joy that hath no ending, of love that cannot cease. Come unto me, wanderers, and I will give you light. O loving voice of Jesus, which comes to cheer the night. Our hearts were filled with sadness, and we had lost our way. But thou hast brought us gladness and songs at break of day. Come unto me, fainting, and I will give you life. O cheering voice of Jesus, which comes to aid our strife. The foe is stern and eager, the fight is fierce and long, but thou hast made us mighty and stronger than the strong. And whosoever cometh, I will not cast him out. O patient love of Jesus, which drives away our doubt, which though we be unworthy of love so great and free, invites us very sinners to come, dear Lord, to thee.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman with a devotion based on the epistle lesson for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. Let us begin with prayer. O most merciful God, we pray that in your goodness you would keep us from all hurtful things, so that being ready both in body and soul, we may cheerfully accomplish whatever things you want done. We pray this in your most holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's devotion, the Apostle Paul continues writing about our relationship with God and how that is influenced by God's law or our sinful response to that law. Our relationship under the law, however, is changed by the gospel and our faith in Jesus Christ. Listen now to Paul as he writes in this paraphrase of Romans 7, verses 14 to 25. We know that the law is spiritual, but, Paul says, I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. Being a slave to sin, but not being a slave in society, makes it difficult to understand what I do or don't do. For what I want to do, I don't do, but what I hate, that's what I do. If I, then, do what I don't want to do, I agree that the law is good because it points that out to me. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwells nothing good. I may have the desire to do what is good, but I can't carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, that is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I don't want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this principle, this general rule about my life. When I want to do good, evil is right there trying to influence me the other way. For in my inner being, I delight in living God's law. But at the same time, I see something else at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of sin and its bondage in my members. What a wretched human being I am. Who will rescue me from such a body of death? Thanks be to God, it is through Jesus Christ our Lord that I am rescued. So then, with my mind I serve the law of God, but according to my sinful nature I serve the law of sin. Thus far the reading from the letter of Romans, verses chapter 7, verses 14 to 25. Paul has spoken about the Christians before and now, about what we were in the past and what we are now. In so doing, he has indicated his outline for what he wishes to develop further in this reading. As he proceeds, we find the same temporal contrast, first in verses 7 through 13, which we heard last week. He discusses what the Christian was before. This is naturally enough expressed in the past tense. Then in verses 14 to 25, today's reading, he sets forth what the Christian is now. And beginning with verse 14, Paul quite rightly writes in the present tense. In these two situations, the law has an essentially different meaning and status. The Christian's past, on which he can look back, signifies his bondage in the old eon, the time before he was saved. Then the law had a mighty power, but it was a power to destroy. But now in the new eon, the time that he is now Christian, the law has lost its power. The law is no longer a power of destruction to the Christian because the Christian has died to the law. But the law is not a saving power for the Christian either. In verses 14 to 25, Paul discusses the law in the situation of the new eon, that is, the impotence of the law to bring forth that which is good. It is at this point that we say with Paul, "What a wretched human being I am! Who will rescue me from such a body of death? Thanks be to God, it is through Jesus Christ our Lord that I am rescued." Yes, the answer to life's quandary is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, the Savior of the world. No, the answer is not doing things that make you feel good about yourself. When Paul says that word Savior, he is saying that it is Jesus Christ who rescues us from sin and the law and death. If sin is the sting of death, and through Christ our sins are forgiven, then sin has lost its sting because Christ is raised from the dead. So all who trust in him will also be raised from death to life eternal with God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is all packaged together for us so wonderfully by the Holy Spirit, who, working through the gospel and the sacraments, brings us to faith in Christ and keeps us in that faith as we continue using God's word and sacraments. As a result, we are no longer in bondage to sin or the law. Christ has set us free so that we can serve him in righteousness and true holiness. He has not set us free to be lazy and do nothing, but to serve him. What does such service look like? Paul describes such service with words like this in his letter to the Galatian Christians. "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." Thus far the reading from Galatians. The words of our text from Romans do not represent the apostle as one that walked according to his sinful flesh, but one that from his heart did not want to walk sinfully. Serious Christians find that what Paul is writing about here is similar to what they experience in life. Anyone who is engaged in this conflict between the sinful self and the redeemed person of faith can clearly understand the meaning of these words of St. Paul. The Christian can rightly judge concerning this painful conflict between himself and sin and the law while trying to be faithful in serving God. The apostle bemoans himself as a wretched man constrained to what he abhorred. He could not deliver himself, and this made him the more fervently thankful to God for providing the way of salvation revealed through Jesus Christ. It is Christ that promised Paul and us, in the end, deliverance from this enemy from which we are unable to free ourselves, even though we try our very best. Thus, we look for help and deliverance outside of ourselves. God in Christ delivers us not because of any holiness we can claim for ourselves. The power of divine grace and of the Holy Spirit roots the sin out from our hearts. God, in his divine wisdom, thought it was right to do this for us and our salvation because he loves us. Divine wisdom helps Christians constantly feel and understand thoroughly the wretched state from which God in his grace saves us. This keeps us from trusting in ourselves, but holding on to our consolation and hope provided by the rich, free grace of God in Jesus Christ, we are able to serve our Lord. Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Word made flesh, our elder brother. Please join me for the closing prayer. O holy and most merciful God, you have taught us the way of your commandments. We implore you to pour out your grace into our heart. Cause it to bear fruit in us, that being ever mindful of your mercies and your laws, we may always be directed to your will and daily increase in love toward you and one another. Enable us to resist all evil and live a godly life. Help us to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ and walk in his steps until we shall possess the kingdom that has been prepared for us in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. May the Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace and serve the Lord.